This is the homily for the third Sunday of Advent, 2025, at St. Anselm's Abbey. The readings for the day's Mass were the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 35, verses 1 to 6 and 10, the letter of St. James, chapter 5, verses 7 to 10, and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 2 to 11. The homilist was Father Philip Simo.
Even a little bit of snow makes it very quiet. It's quiet outside because nobody's driving. It's quiet in here. Nice. Beautiful. As you probably all know, in the Rule of Saint Benedict, he talks about hospitality. It's a really big part of the rule. Guests. He says, the monastery will always have guests. And it's true. From his time until the present day. And he says how you're supposed to treat them. How are you supposed to treat the guest? And he tells the monks, you have to treat the guest as if it is Christ himself. Treat the guest as Christ. We hear a lot about Jesus' coming in these days. Everything's about his coming. Rejoice, the Lord is coming. O come, Emmanuel. He is coming soon. He will come again. It's always like Jesus coming, coming, coming. Well, the question is really is, well, when he does come, how do we receive him? How do we receive him? St. Benedict makes it clear we should receive all people because anybody can be a guest as Christ, right? But how do we receive Christ? He's coming, and he's come already. I'll give you a story about a woman in Slovakia, in a village, how she treated and continues to treat other people. This is a small village, 200 people, and I'm very, very friendly, very close to this family in that village. And in fact, the village is so small, I've had Mass there and celebrated different occasions. And so I know all 200 people in this small, small village. And it's relatively poor, the village. But there is one family who lives right in the last house, because it's only one street with houses on it, one street. And the one family at the end house, they're particularly poor. The husband had trouble holding a job, finding work, and they struggle. And the husband and wife have a few small children. The family that I know, the lady, her name is Olga, and she works at the local farm. They call it Drustvo, Drustvo. She works at the local farm. She goes there twice a day to feed the pigs. That's her job, twice a day. Go feed the pigs, the little pigs, the baby pigs at the farm. And it's right nearby. You just walk a couple of blocks and you're there. The very, very poor family had a boy. He's now older, but when he was around 8 years old, because of their poverty, they didn't have a lot to eat, that family. This little boy named Juraj. Juraj is George. Juraj, he would come over to the next door house, to Olga's house, when she was there by herself, and he would knock, and he would say, hello, would you like a visit from me? And Olga would say, sure, Juraj, come in, come on in. And he'd come in, he'd sit down, and he'd start to talk about himself, what he's doing, and she would prepare him a beautiful meal because she knew they were hungry. She'd prepare him a beautiful meal, and they'd sit together for an hour or two, and he would talk and talk about his life. A few days later, hello, Olga. Would you like a visit from me? And she'd say, sure, Juraj, come on in. And he'd go in, and they would do the same. She would give him food and listen to him, listen to him. She's welcoming him the way we're supposed to welcome anybody. She's welcoming him not only because he has need, but because she loves him. She loves him. The poor, the needy, those who have problems, they knock. They come to us here in the monastery, and I'm sure they come to you too. People who have problems, people who have just want to talk. The question is, how do we receive them? Jesus, he comes in a week and a half from now, and he says, "Hello, would you like a visit from me?" How do we respond?